Wait, are you recording? Okay, we'll keep going because I'm also recording. Wait, let's do a countdown so we can sync. Ready? All right, three, two, one,
go.
All right, I'm going to sync it on go. We're leaving all of this shit in here. All right, what were you saying? Oh, you're reading the thing.
I was just reading, yeah. All
right.
Sarcasm aside, I love listening to couples just interact together, both sexually and rambly. And while many couples have taken up answering the existing questionnaires together, I thought it would be nice to target some questions about how y'all do your thing. I wrote this with live-in or very close couples in mind, however I'm sure it could be tweaked to suit LDRs, never met. Here we go.
Alright. Well, for those of you listening, this is a burner account, the couples questionnaire. We never told you what questionnaire we were doing, but we totally told you already in the title of this post and a description. So really, I don't know where I'm going with this.
I'm sorry, I'm just awfully giggly today.
We just got out of finishing like an hour-long questionnaire. I think there was not even 1 minute of break between that question and this one. So we're coming in pretty hot on the whole, like, answer questions thing.
Wait, just keep this going.
Why are you so giggly?
I don't know! I'm nervous!
Can I tickle you through my webcam? It's working! Surprise, we're not really here to answer a questionnaire. We're really just here to, like, act gross and cute for
I'm
you in an audio.
I'm just nervous and shy and embarrassed. This is, like, going to be
we just answered an hour of questionnaire. What are you nervous about?
I still am! My God! And this is, like, the couple's questionnaire. Stop it!
No pressure, okay? No pressure. No pressure.
My face is red. No pressure.
I know, it's really cute. This is great. I'm loving this questionnaire. This is a good one already.
Oh God.
All right. So the first question is: tell us the story, how you met, when you knew your partner was the one, how you told each other you love each other if you have, how you proposed if you're engaged or married. I don't know about this questionnaire anymore, Georgia.
we might came in a little prematurely.
This questionnaire is, I don't know if we're ready for this one. So we met over GWA. I think we met on TeamSpeak.
We did meet on TeamSpeak. We didn't meet on GWA.
I think, she's the first person who made me come on TeamSpeak. You're also the only person who has done that on TeamSpeak.
I mean, I practically pinned you down and
it was great. I loved
on
it.
TeamSpeak, so...
That's my fetish.
Ladies, now you know if you want someone, pin them down and fuck them in public on TeamSpeak.
God, we just got out of the other questionnaire where we were talking about how rape is bad. Oh, jeez.
I mean, you have to get their consent first. For the record.
It's all about consensual rape. Yeah, so we do long distance. We live on complete opposite ends of the world. It takes me, like, 30 hours to get to where Georgia lives. And I lose, like, a day and a half of my life by getting there because of time zones. Like, it's, like, Friday night right now. If I left, like, on a Friday night, I'd get there, like, Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So we're
I mean,
we're
it's your Friday night. It's my Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. So then think about the flight time. By the time I get to you, it would be your Sunday, like, morning, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Actually, no, not my Sunday morning. My Monday morning.
Jesus. Wow. All right. Time zones are a bitch. All right. What was the first thing you noticed about your partner? Eyes, boobs, ass, arms, fashion sense, etc. It was my boobs, wasn't it? Look at this. You like this?
What was the first thing?
I think this one's pretty easy for both of us.
Your audio.
Yeah, your voice, like...
Yeah.
That's pretty straightforward. You know,
TeamSpeak, there's only one thing.
You only get voice, yeah.
And I mean, but... I guess, like, what caught your attention, though?
A lot of things, I mean... There was the one day where you posted, like, a picture of yourself as your avatar, and I was like, holy fuck, she's really hot. And then I was like, god damn. And I found your subreddit, and I was like, oh my god. Who is this person? It's not fair that she has such a sexy voice, and then she's also, like, this sexy. Like, this is imbalanced.
I can't even word anymore.
You got a words. That was the second question. You see how many bullet points we have left? You can't even count them by looking at them. Alright, ask the next question. I asked the first two.
What is something sweet, romantic, memorable that your partner has done for you?
Interestingly enough, I'm drinking out of this glass that JoJo got for me. It's a nice glass. It's like a small glass. It has like a whole map of Boston like etched into it.
It's a whiskey glass.
Glass. I don't know what is this, like, the longitude and latitude of Boston or something? I live in Boston. And that was really nice. I really like this glass. So
it was for Valentine's Day.
It was. So that's something very sweet that JoJo has sent for me. She's being really quiet right now because I haven't done anything romantic for her ever.
No, there's just a few to pick from. And I just kind of stared at you and zoned out.
I'm really just a massive fraud. There's no way anybody is surviving this whole questionnaire. They'd be like, I need to go throw up. They're so cute.
I don't know. It's hard to choose.
Just flip a coin.
I think the first thing that sort of came to mind was that, like, out of nowhere, you just offered, like, to send your laptop to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, because your laptop broke when you spilled wine on it like a classy girl. Yes. And then I was like, I have an extra laptop, I'll just send it to you.
Yeah. And I was like, no way.
Well,
no,
I mean, I, like, I'm not, I'm still much. Not using it. It's just, like, in my living room, like.
It's a laptop. And long were we dating at that time?
Were we even dating at the time? I don't remember.
We kind of just started dating, I think.
Yeah. And I'm like, I wanted to Skype you. I didn't have any means. You were, like, on your phone. It was so bad.
Yeah, but, like, you're just gonna send your laptop to this internet stranger.
Hey, oh yeah, this is a partly selfish offer, okay? I was like, well, she can't record if she's on a laptop, so...
So that's why.
You need to learn one thing about being a selfish bastard.
Now I have to delete it from the whole memorable thing list.
Oh, jeez. No. Okay. Oh. What's the next question?
Wait.
What?
I was gonna say, like, the two things that sort of immediately came to mind, and I was trying to struggle to, like, find things in between and stuff, was also, like, the two hilarious postcards that you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were nice. I had fun writing those. I was really nervous. I didn't think they were going to get to you.
Oh, why?
Because I've never sent postcards before, and I've also never sent mail from England before, because I've never been to England. So I actually put double the stamps on each of the postcards.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, wait, what's just in happening? Case.
Well, okay, so they sell in so there they sell worldwide stamps in books of four. And I thought, and I was like, oh, I don't need four postcards to send to JoJo. So I told my sister, I was like, oh, like, I bought some stamps. If you want to send your friends postcards, I'll give you, like, two of my stamps. And then she was just like, I want to keep these postcards for myself. So I was like, well, now I have two postcards and four stamps. So I just put two stamps on each postcard just, like, as a backup. Like, I was like, just to be sure. Like,
that's adorable.
Wasn't there, there's like, well, because there's a thing in Harry Potter, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's in Harry Potter where, like, somebody's trying to mail something to Harry, but it's like, I think it's like Mrs. Weasley is like trying to mail something to Harry. She puts like a million stamps on it because like she doesn't know what she's doing. She puts like 30 stamps on his envelope. And he gets it. He's like, what the hell? So it's kind of like what I did.
God. Yeah, that, I've read it probably, I can't even count how many times, and I'm ashamed to admit that, but yeah. do you have a romantic routine? Notes in briefcases, flowers every month, a kiss and a hug at the door after work, etc.
I can think of some things that are routine for us.
There's so many things.
What are the ones that you were thinking of?
You know, you go first. I'm the one asking.
All right, well, we get to say good morning to each other twice a day. I wake up, and you say good morning, and I say to you good morning. And then about 10 minutes later, I go, good night, and you go to sleep. And then 8 hours later, you wake up, and I'm like, good morning.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like our routine. Another routine is I send you a Soundgasm link and I'm like, look, can you listen to this before I post it? Now you all know that JoJo gets all my audios early.
I don't think they're surprised.
and then you respond and you're like, and you either like are like, oh, there was like something wrong here, or you're like, you get like really flustered. It's super cute. Kind of like right now.
I'm gonna hide away from the couch.
She's so cute. I just want to snuggle you. What else is like routine for us?
I watch you sleep every night like a
pro. Oh yeah, you too watch me sleep every night. I forgot about that, probably because I'm usually sleeping during that.
I literally watch you fall asleep, and sometimes you wake up again, and I don't know if you remember those times or not. And then you say something.
Wait, what?
You just go back to sleep.
I think there were, like, two times I remember doing that. What do I say? Oh, yeah, and sometimes you try to tell me what I say in my sleep, and it never makes any sense.
It's just like, it just sounds like you're having gibberish. Like, some kind of weird dream. Yeah. Out of the times that I could make it out. And then there are times, like, you would just be like, JoJo, or something.
Wait, really? Do I say that in my sleep?
Like, it's almost like you're checking if I was still there.
I don't remember ever doing this.
Really?
I don't think I've ever done that on purpose.
I'll unmute myself.
Unconsciously in my sleep. Wait, I actually didn't know this was a thing.
You've done it a couple of times. Like, two or three times.
A couple times.
Not a lot.
I know, like, sometimes I wake up and, like, I go pee, and then I come back to bed.
No.
You're not talking about those? Okay.
No, you just, like, you wake up by, like, kind of, like, moany, whiny. And then you'll be like, and just, like, check if I was there. And then I'll, like, back, and then you're like, and then you just go back to sleep.
Wow.
That I happens. I had
no idea.
Quite a few times, actually.
Huh. I guess you also watch me shower.
I do that, yes.
You watch me do a lot of things, and you watch me cook.
Mm-hmm. And I watch you do laundry.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
I'm just a giant voyeur, apparently. Just watching a giant pervert.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
Do everything.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
And no jokes, I literally sit there with you on my laptop full screen and just watch you do those stuff. Now you must feel
really. Wow, you're a creep.
Hey, it's not my fault if you have to do everything shirtless, okay?
Hey, it's summer, okay? Summer is the worst month ever. I hate summer.
Oh, come
on.
It's
so fucking hot.
During winter, you're having a hoodie on with your zipper open, shirtless.
Yeah, it's just because I like teasing you.
God damn it.
Oh, so I have this. So we've already gone over the fact that JoJo watches me shower. But when I get back to my room, I have to, like, take off my towel and then, like, put, like, underwear on, right? So my webcam is attached to my, like, computer monitor, and it's angled perfectly, so if I just, like, stand behind my office chair, she can just see everything, like, up until, like, my waist, and then she can't see anything, like, lower than that. And it's so funny, because I can walk around, and, like, I can just, like, move my office chair to, like, follow me. And she just sits there at her desk, like, God damn it. Like, that's what she says. She says, God damn it.
I do say that.
Oh, jeez.
It's not like, I haven't seen it.
I know, it's just funny to do that to you.
I know.
I'm kind of shy about
really
it.
Frustrating.
I'm self-conscious. All right, what's the next question? All right, US to Plastic 2, right? I guess we're doing alternating by two on this one.
Okay.
Does BDSM or kink lifestyle factor into your relationship? Not really.
No, we're really vanilla.
We don't really have, like, a... We definitely don't have, like, a daddy, like, a DDLG dynamic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Especially,
as
like,
much
how,
as I'm a little.
It's basically like, you know what it is? You know what this, you know what it is? It's like, who can like bully the other person into like domming?
This is what happens when two subs are dating, okay?
It's just like, she'll like beg really hard for me to dom her, or I'll like cross dress and beg for her to dom me. That's how it works. It's just like two people trying to get the other person to dump them, but they just want to be subby.
Yeah. It can get really, let's just say, interesting.
It can get interesting. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who initiates sex most often?
I think that's me.
Is it you? I think it's you.
Yeah.
Well,
been
sometimes
waiting
you'll just
for
be like,
past...
you'll just be like, I'm fabbing, and I'll be like, I guess I'll fab.
I don't know.
You'll just like start fabbing, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll... All right.
No, every single time I try to seduce you, you just end up staring and not do anything.
You're so like nice to stare at.
I thought that maybe I could be nice to Fab 2, too.
You are really nice to Fab 2, but I just get distracted because I'm just like, pretty girl on screen.
Oh. Like, this is what happens. I try to take my top off and, like, go in full view on Skype, and then he's just like, oh, stairs. Okay.
Or I'll be, like, doing something else, and you'll start, like, flashing me, but, like, because I'm doing something else, like, I won't notice.
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, I just flashed you a bunch of times, and I'll be like, but, no!
I try to catch his attention, and it never works, and then it gets too late, and he has to go to sleep. That's usually what happens. It gets... This is why your audios have fucked me more times than you have, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's just like, okay, I think he's completely asleep. I'm gonna put on one of his...
Wait, I think there's one time where it was, like, so late that I just, like, literally passed out while we were, like, fapping to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was... I was just, like, so tired, but I was, like, so determined.
Twice.
I was, like, so determined to, like, attempt to finish fabbing to you, but I just, like, passed out because I was, so, like, so tired.
Yep. I was literally mid...
It's time zones. It's only, like, 3 in the morning for me.
And you just completely passed out.
Oh, my God.
And I still have a 20-second.
Oh, my God. You're like, well, now what do I do?
This is my life now. Oh, God. Anyways.
Right,
sorry to kill the illusion, but this is what our sex life was like.
Great, now I'm just going to make an audio where I just ignore you. That's what I'm going to do. Now that they all know, I'll just make an audio about it. It'll just be me, like, sitting at my desk doing stuff. No erotic content. Oh, that's another, like, to go back to the routine question, like, about, like, once a month, I'll be like, I have no audio ideas. And I'll just, like, sit there and, like, whine about it to JoJo for, like, an hour. But, like, in that hour, I'll come up with, like, 8 ideas, and I'll be like, all right. And I'll, like, plan it out, like, okay, well, these two audios would go well in the same week, so I'll post these two together. And then, like, I'll, like, plan out my, like, whole next month of audios. And then I'll get to the end of the month, and I'll be like, I have no ideas or audios. And, like, the cycle continues. So just, like, me complaining at her is, like, a vital vital part of my creative process.
I'm just really the outlet.
It's really just, like, me sitting there, like, wait, wouldn't it be funny if I did this? And she'd, like, sit there and just, like, nod at me. And I'll be like, yeah, I should do that. You're right. Alright, are you asking the next one?
I think you are.
These aren't numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, okay. Who's kinkier? If we're going off of audios, I think I'm kinkier.
Yeah, definitely. If we're going off in real life, I think you're kinkier, too.
Yeah, we're both, like, pretty vanilla, though, in real life.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I crossroads.
Yeah.
I think that's really it.
Like, that's, like, your biggest kink.
Yeah.
Other than that,
it's really just us trying to get the other person to dom us. Oh, jeez. Alright, next question. Oh, do you watch porn together? How often? We don't.
I don't think we've ever watched porn together.
We've never watched porn together.
Or listened to GWA together.
We've listened to backstage posts together.
Yeah.
We could.
But this also sort of goes into, like, the whole LDR thing. If we're watching porn, we can't watch the other person.
Yeah. Like, I could just look at you.
Yeah, basically the other person.
That's basically what, like, porn is right now to me. I just, like, look at you. I'm watching porn right now.
God damn it.
You're on my screen. This is breaking the non-erotic rule of backstage. Just having you on my screen here.
Should I get naked?
I mean, I won't complain.
It is getting pretty hot under covers.
Yes, instead of taking the covers off, you should just get naked.
Let me just go close my curtains first, because public library.
I wish I was at this public library right now. Oh, man. I can see your feet.
Close enough. I can't hear anything, by the way.
I didn't say anything. I was just... Oh, you don't have your headphones on. This is what an actual conversation between me and JoJo was like.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this and
I can't hear anything. Oh, hang on. Can you hear me now? Oh, she actually took her shirt off. All right, well, now I'm really distracted. Are you expecting me to finish the rest of this questionnaire now? All right, we need to finish this questionnaire.
Okay, headphones are back on.
Oh, she couldn't hear me that whole time. Well, now I'm really distracted. Let's go on with the questionnaire. You want to ask the next question?
Yep, hold on. I have no... By the way, what were you saying?
I don't remember. I'm so distracted right now.
You can't even see anything.
I don't care. I really don't.
Okay. What are your favorite positions together?
Well, I like it when you lie on your bed and Skype me, and then I lie on my bed and Skype you. That seems to be our go-to position.
We use that one a lot.
JoJo has a Surface 4
mm-hmm.
as Surface a laptop, which is interesting because it's kind of like a flip book. It's like a tablet. So it doesn't have like a solid hinge. So she has to hold it or else I like can't see her. So a lot of times she just kind of like drops me. And like when she drops her laptop, I like to like say ow, like she actually dropped me. I like to think that she's like dropping her laptop and her laptop's like ow.
That does happen every time.
So that's our favorite position.
What do you think is your partner's favorite body part on you? Oh.
Oh, it says don't confirm or deny. Because the next question is, what is your favorite body part on your partner? Okay. What do you think?
Okay.
Wow, this is actually a really interesting question. Going off of things that you've said before, I'm gonna say collarbones. What about you?
I'm gonna say face.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite body part on your partner? What's yours?
I'm gonna say the whole section from collarbone to hands. The whole arms.
So arms? And
hands. Hands. Collarbones.
This?
Yep.
So this?
Hands.
Now I'm just flexing in front of my camera like a douchebag. Like a douche, total douche nozzle right now. Jesus. Yeah, face. Ooh, and then like also your hair. I really like your hair. Sometimes it looks really soft and I just want to like rub my face in it. Alright, that was a really cute question. What's the next one? Where is your favorite place to touch your partner? Oh my god! So, we live in the 21st century, and...
Now I know what
this is the modern age of technology for us. Technology has been increasing at an exponential rate. Tish is laughing. Are you going to cry? You look like you're going to cry with laughter.
No.
Technology is at such an advanced point right now where we have laptops that have touch screens. So one of my absolute favorite things to do is to go on my laptop when we're Skyping and use my touch screen to just poke her boobs. And she will poke her own boobs while I'm doing that. And then on my screen, it looks like I'm poking her boobs and they're moving. And it literally just devolves into us just doing that and just laughing for like 10 straight minutes. Just like,
mind you, these things happen mid-sex.
This will just like happen. We'll just like stop and we'll just do this for like 2 minutes and we'll just go back.
The Dere and the giggling mess.
So I guess because of that, my favorite place to touch on you is your boobs through the screen. It's so funny. It's like one of the funniest things, like
you know how like what's a good analogy for it?
If we ever meet in person, I'm going to turn on my laptop's webcam so that I can see through it. Then I'm going to poke your boobs while poking them on the touch screen so that it looks like
ladies and gentlemen, do you get my pay?
I'm so creative. I'm a genius.
This is what I have to deal with.
Oh, God.
This is what I have to deal with.
What were you going to say? I was going to have a nice question. Do you have a favorite place to touch on me? You don't really do the same thing.
I mean, I can't exactly just...
Oh, I know what it is. You always do that thing where you poke your webcam and it's like you're poking me. I always imagine that you're just like poking me in the forehead. Is that what you're imagining?
No, I usually poop your nose.
That was my nose. I'll start thinking about it as my nose. So she'll just like slowly like poke like her hand at the webcam and just kind of go boop and I'll be like, ugh. I was like flinch and like fall back in my chair. So I guess my favorite place to touch on JoJo is her boobs, and her favorite place to touch on me is my nose.
That is so weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next question. How often do you have sex? Never. I've never had sex.
I mean, it's a never met, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. How adventurous does your sex get? Do you have a sex routine, or do you mix it up a lot? Really not at all.
It's so vanilla and so boring.
It really entirely boils down to what we said before for our favorite sexual position. Which is, I lie down in my bed and masturbate, and then she lies down in her bed and masturbates.
I had a friend who asked me, like, that question a few days ago. Like, what do you guys do to spice it up?
And you were like,
I remember I was on Skype and I was asking, I was like, wait, do we ever do anything?
I think there was one time. There's, oh, I like this one. There's one time where I, like, got it up. It was, like, really early in the morning. It was, like, early in the morning for me. And you were fapping, and I was eating breakfast. Yeah. And it ended up as just, like, me, like, attempting to really seductively eat, like, eggs. And you were just, like, fapping. You were like, I can't believe I'm fapping this.
It was this really weird realization that I am literally having to eating breakfast.
That was a lot of fun for me. I had fun. That was a great breakfast. Dining and entertainment. I said dining and entertainment.
I think my screen was mostly dark, too.
It was, because it was nighttime for you.
Yeah. Okay.
What do y'all wear to bed together? So, what do we all wear to bed separately?
Yep. I guess that.
I don't know, what do you... I wear underwear. If it's not, like, really hot, I wear pajamas.
Pajama pants, by
the way. Pajama pants, and then
he's always shirtless.
I don't sleep in a shirt.
99% of the time.
No, I'm not shirtless 99% of the time.
Yes, you are.
Am I?
I'm not complaining. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, what are you worried about, JoJo?
I thought you'd know.
You.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and undies.
That's not what you were wearing the other day. You were wearing a t-shirt, and that was it.
Yes, undies are optional. I usually wear a t-shirt or a singlet. Undies are optional. Yeah. Depends on the mood.
Alright, I've asked like the last 5 questions. Oh, yeah. If you pass out from fapping, then some things are going to be missing. Alright, I asked like the last 5 questions. You gotta.
What do you think your partner looks sexiest wearing?
I don't know, I don't actually get to see you like wear a lot of things. That came out really interestingly.
It's not that he sees me naked all the time, just as the clarification, it's just that he mostly just sees my face.
Yeah, I mostly just see her, like, neck upwards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you look really great in those glasses. I mean...
I try to hide my body as much as I can.
Yeah, it frustrates me to no end.
I'm not gonna start that thing right
now. I have
here,
this hidden treasure in front of me. I'm really interested to hear what the answer to what your answer is.
I think you have an idea, but it's actually hard to choose from the few outfits that I've seen you in.
Few outfits.
I mean, there's you in suits.
Oh, me in suits. Oh, we already talked about me in suits in the last audio.
No,
that guy's awesome. I love suits.
As in, like, formal work.
Joke was too easy. It's too easy. Yeah, formal wear.
Yeah. Then there's you and your t-shirts. Like, some of your t-shirts fit really well.
Which t-shirts fit really well?
I remember telling you about it.
It's the Fun Fantasy one. Is it the one with the octopus?
I don't think it was an octopus.
Huh.
And then there's you without any shirt on. Actually, there's also the you with a towel on.
I do a lot of dressing up for JoJo. I do a lot of dressing up and then taking clothes off. I don't know how it normally works. I assume that in a lot of cases, the girl gives the guy a lot more strip shows. I think I strip for JoJo, like, with an alarmingly higher frequency than she does for me.
Considering you like cross-dressing and all that, I don't think it's that surprising. We're not exactly typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ladies, be very, very jealous.
Oh, there's the other day I was watching you put a bra on. That was really fun to watch. That was nice.
I usually, like, try to angle it so it only sees my head. Good job. Do toy feature regularly in your play together? If so, which are your favorites? I mean, it's basically a must, considering. Yeah.
So JoJo uses toys. I think I named your toys, didn't I? By accident.
You named one.
I named one. Then I named
you
it
had
Mr. Blue.
With him. Yeah.
Oh, I had a talk with. Oh my god, I forgot about that. I don't remember what it was like, but I completely remember it. Like. Can you please talk about it? This is actually really funny.
I can't remember how it was prompted, but was it that day when I really, really wanted you to dom me?
Probably.
Yeah. I think you asked me to, like, show you the toy, and then and then I put the toy in front of the camera, and you were really serious, and you were like... Here's it. I don't know what the exact words were, but...
It's paraphrased for me.
Just, Mr. Blue.
In case you haven't guessed, it was
that...
a blue toy.
Just know that... Okay, hold on, let me grab it.
Do you have it written down somewhere? Oh, okay. Oh, she's holding the toy now. Tell him about the toy. Tell him what it is. Tell him what he is.
It's a blue Wii Vibe Tango. I have two of these, one blue, one white. The blue one is second generation. The white one is, like, from the Playmate set. So this one is slightly less powerful, but a lot more long-lasting. If you know what I mean. Anyways, this is my go-to toy. And then I bought the other Wii Vibe. And then I bought those eyebrows. I didn't buy those eyebrows. And then I bought, like, a dildo.
Anyhow. It's just me wiggling my eyebrows at her, trying to make her laugh while she tells the story. It's working, by the way.
You can't tell. He was really serious, staring at the toy and just saying, "Mr. Blue." I think it was, just know that I'm very jealous, blah, 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 of you.
I think I gave your toy, like, a pep talk.
Yeah.
I called him Mr. Blue, and then, like 2 weeks later, you said, like, Mr. Blue, and I was like, wait. Oh my god, seriously?
Yeah. Do you have a name for this one?
No. I'll work on it.
And is this one going to be Mr. White?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one's Mr. White.
Mr. White and Mr. Blue.
I think for your huge one, that one just makes me think of Winston from Overwatch.
It could totally be Mr. Gray, Christian Gray.
It could totally be Winston. I think you should call it Winston.
No, I do.
Hello,
not want
I'm
a gorilla
Winston,
inside
fuck you.
Me.
Hi there. No. Hi there. Hi there.
I don't remember that video. Oh my god.
Hi there.
Jesus Christ.
I like it when she laughs.
My tummy hurts.
It's really cute.
Shut up.
It's so cute. Alright, well, we talked about toys.
Yeah, I think he used to have toys. I actually got him like a dozen Tango
oh,
eggs.
Oh, yeah! I've got one left.
Oh, you still have one left?
It's kind of cherish it as the souvenir. wait, okay, so JoJo actually ordered she ordered me a dozen Tenga eggs. And then one day, they were delivered to me.
Yes, that.
She got the delivery email saying it was confirmed delivered. So I went downstairs to pick up my package, and there was nothing there. And I talked to her, confirming my address. And upon having that conversation, I discovered that she had sent it to the house two doors down from me. So that evening, I had to walk down my street and collect my sex toys that were mailed to me from my long-distance girlfriend from the family that lived down the street. That was a lot of fun. That was really funny. I was like, yeah, the package is mine. And they were like, oh, yeah, okay. It was super awkward.
Well, for the record, I did gift wrap them, and the gift wrap weren't open, I don't think.
The gift wrap, like, it was in a bag. It was like in a little drawstring fabric bag. So we don't know if that was opened or not. But the box itself was open. So there's a very solid chance that this poor family got a package in the mail addressed with my name on it, but like, without paying attention, opened it because it had their address on it, and then found 2 dozen Tenga eggs and were like, Jojo, what if you ruined their marriage? What if they're divorced now?
No.
And their child blames himself for it.
Shut up! No.
You've ruined this child's life.
No.
Okay. No. Oh jeez. Oh man.
I didn't enjoy torturing.
Okay. But yeah, that's the story about how JoJo sent me sex toys, but she sent them to another house and to go get them.
Fun times.
What's the next question?
What's your most embarrassing, awkward, funny sex moment together?
Probably the time I fell asleep while we were fapping. I was trying, but to my credit, I tried really hard to stay awake.
You did. Absolutely adorable. I wasn't mad at all. It was super cute. He literally had his hand on his cock while he fell asleep. And he just slept like that for like, with his lights on, like all of his lights on for like
a complete, really tired.
A solid like 20-30 minutes with his hand on his cock. And so fully erect. Just sleeping.
Wait, what? I passed out and stayed erect for that long?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta be more careful about like what I do in my sleep. Like, I'm finding a lot of things about myself that I do unconscious. Oh, jeez.
This is why I mute myself when I fall asleep with you on Skype nowadays.
I don't know, like, what else is, like, embarrassing? I guess cross-dressing is kind of embarrassing.
You look so cute in that little white dress. And that white skirt.
I need to buy a dress. I don't know, what's another funny, embarrassing thing? That's me falling, me, like, passing out is probably, like, the most notable thing.
Yeah. If applicable, thank you, word. What is your routine during your period? Do you ride the crimson wave?
Not really. It's mostly just internet snuggles. That's my schnoogle you. Schnoogle. Schnoogle, schnoogle, schnoogle. I just make funny faces at her. That's our routine during our period. Is it just make funny noises and funny faces at her?
It might be a different story in person. But yeah, that is our routine. You can ask the rest.
How would you describe what your partner smells like? Hang on, I'll be right back.
Wait, what? He's going to grab something. I don't know what he's going to grab. He's got his laptop.
Okay, I'm back.
He's sniffing his laptop.
Doesn't smell like anything. I got nothing. I got nothing for this question. Next question. How would you describe what your partner's cum juices taste like? I'm going to sit here silently and drink my whiskey instead.
Yeah, next question.
Do you watch each other masturbate? We only watch each other masturbate. Except for when we listen to each other masturbate.
Yes, exactly. Ooh,
I like that. The next one. Do you shower together? Yes, but we don't. We shower together separately. We've already gone over the fact that JoJo watches me shower. on like an almost daily basis.
I mean, he watches me shower too.
I don't watch you shower every day though.
No. Yeah.
She only showers. She only showers like every 4 days.
Yep, the truth is out, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know why what I smell like.
But sometimes like she'll sit at her desk and she'll watch me shower, or I'll sit at my desk and watch her shower. Sometimes we will both get in the shower and be on Skype and have the camera aimed at our showers, but we won't be watching each other shower because we're busy showering. So the answer to this question is yes and no. Bit of both. Last question. Oh my god, we made it. How long have we been doing this for? About as long as the last one. Not quite as long as the last one. Have you ever / would you ever film yourselves having sex? If you did, what was it like watching it?
We've actually talked about this.
Did we?
Not filming, but recording. As in voice. As in GWA audio.
Oh.
Like, we talked about the possibility of actually recording. We haven't actually recorded anything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean... I don't know. I really don't know.
I kind of go back and forth about the whole thing.
Yeah. It's like a very up in the air.
On one hand, it's like, it's a really intimate thing that I don't want it to be kind of exploited for anything else.
On the other hand, think of the artificial internet. It's...
Yeah, that's his argument, by the way. That is not mine. But, like, no. In my mind, I just want to show him off, really.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's kind of like, yeah, like, guys, guess who I banged?
Pretty much.
We're awful. We're such hilariously awful people. That's why I like you. You can keep up with my complete buffoonery.
But yeah,
right.
I don't think we'd ever be filming it.
No.
I
wouldn't want to watch myself.
Yeah, I think we're both too self-conscious about our bodies, even though we don't mind each other's bodies.
Yeah, at we just all. We just hate ourselves too much to handle.
Yeah. I did entertain the possibility of, like, pictures, though.
You sent me some very nice pictures.
I mean, like, pictures of us together and then posted to, like, Gone Wild Couples or something.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a Gone Wild Couples.
There is.
I mean, I don't now do stuff, you know, that isn't GWA. Like, GWA is, like, the only Gone Wild audio. The only Gone Wild subreddit that I participate in.
Yeah, if you don't know, I also post on things like, what, Gone Wild?
You post on Gone Wild Asians.
Yeah.
I'm like way too, I don't think I could ever do that. I don't have like the aesthetic to do that.
No, but here's the thing though, it's not really that you don't have it, it's just that you think you don't. The whole reason why I post is because, A, I know that I need the help, all the help that I can get from internet strangers. 2, I know that they will like just about anything. And it's true for male and female. They will like anything. Plus, I have pretty good selfie skills, and I edit.
Are you just trying to convince me to post on Gone Wild? Is this where you're going?
I mean, I wouldn't object to it.
That's where this is going, isn't it? No. Yeah, okay. You sit there and you giggle and you shake your head. You do that.
It just means that I can show you off more and have more ladies jealous.
I don't know if there's anything to show off on Gone Wild. I'll just stick to GWA. Like, my worst night, like, I don't want people to, like, stop listening to me because of what they see in, like, pictures. That'd be so sad.
What? You're painting a really not so great picture for yourself.
I know.
I'm pretty sure there are quite a few people that got turned off by my, pictures, but I don't think I care.
I got turned on by your pictures. What? Who said that?
I'm glad you do. Otherwise, I need to reevaluate my choices in life and who I'm dating.
Man, this got really introspective.
Sorry.
It's okay. Why are we here? Are we really dating? What does it mean?
I actually did think about it the other day. I was like, are you really real, or are you just a figment of my imagination?
I might not be real.
Am I going completely crazy?
You're going to post this questionnaire, and people are going to be like, who's ever just in Utopia? I've never heard of this guy.
Why are you talking to yourself?
She's just talking to herself for, like, half a like, for an entire hour. What's this other questionnaire that they keep mentioning? This doesn't get posted.
It's all in my dreams.
This is like us verifying. I guess this is like really the first time on an like in an actual post that we've been like straightforwardly like, oh yeah, we're together.
Yeah.
I think we've like hinted at it before in like comments, but like,
I mean, there was this once where we were answering, you were answering questions, and then I think I got brought up, and so I answered the thing as well, the whole about posting on GWA and what your partner thinks about it, if you remember that.
Really, I don't remember this at all. I don't know.
You don't?
Wait, was it a comment that got left on one of my audios?
It was a comment on backstage.
Comment on backstage. Oh, I remember that. Yeah, but we didn't,
that
like...
That was the first time.
Did we actually mention each other in those comments, though?
Well, I mentioned you. You didn't mention me.
Yeah, because I didn't know if I was supposed to. I'm sorry for responding first. I was the first responder. I'll just sit here and flex my arms for you to distract you.
What did you do to your chest?
I didn't do anything to my chest.
You scratched it.
No, I didn't. Oh, whoa. Where did
you scratched my property.
Where did these...
Stop abusing my property.
I swear I don't know where these came from.
Nope. Distractions don't work that way. You can whip your dick out and maybe that'll help, but no. God damn it. You know we're still recording.
I know we're still recording. Alright, we're gonna go. Thank you for listening.
I hope you enjoyed.
I hope you had fun. If not...
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Oh, jeez. Right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.